This is episode number 2185 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 4th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, the slap heard round the world has been upstaged by the resignation heard round Hollywood.
Yeah.
Will Smith resigned from the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences on Friday.
Uh-huh.
No April Fool jokes there, apparently.
No. I think he took the high road. I think it was wise for him to do this because they were going to kick him out anyway.
I don't know. Did they kick him? I think so.
Yeah, and I think Sack's going to kick him out too. No. This crosses a line, you know? There was a time when gentlemen could slap each other on the face with gloves, and you can't do that anymore.
Well, with a glove. He didn't take a glove.
He didn't have one.
If he had taken a glove and just slapped him across the face,
probably
he would have been challenging a duel.
Probably could have borrowed a glove from Jada. She probably had a glove somewhere.
There's numerous women in that audience who had gloves.
That's
probably
true.
Probably a couple men.
Excuse me. Can I borrow your glove?
I need
By
to go
the way,
challenge him to a duel.
The skit on Saturday Night Live was lame. It was absolutely lame. Don't waste your time watching it. It was terrible.
I wonder why it was terrible. It could have been so much more.
It could have been funny, but, you know, they didn't have any funny people attached to it. So, whatever. They didn't like... It was... Anyway, lame.
So they missed a golden opportunity.
They did. Instead, they laid a golden egg.
Well,
so, anyway...
All right, and I gotta say, the statement that his publicist wrote, or whoever wrote it, that one was actually a decent statement.
It was a good statement.
Best one so far. Will said he's going to work to ensure that he never again allows violence to overtake reason. Well,
that's a lot of work.
Good on you, Will.
Good on you, Will.
He apologized again to Chris Rock,
his
family, the fans,
yeah.
The Academy, the Academy's pets, his cousins, their dogs.
Jada's boyfriend. I mean, everybody.
The neighbors' dogs and cats.
Uh-huh.
Pigeons. And
hey, look, I think Will Smith will come out of this okay, but not for a while.
It's gonna take a little bit.
A little bit.
Will had several projects in the pipeline.
Yeah.
He has an Apple movie in post production.
No release date.
No, he doesn't.
Not anymore.
Apple's not saying much yet.
Well, I think they're waiting. Everybody's waiting to see, okay, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? What's he going to do next?
But here's a fun fact.
What's that?
You don't have to belong to the Academy to win an Oscar. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You just can't vote. The bigger is if Will is bounced from the Screen Actors Guild.
Okay, that would be
SAG.
Big. That would be huge.
Then that would be tough to work in town.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that
that's
you...
That's the one, yeah.
That you really need to be a card-carrying member of.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, you don't have to. He could produce his own stuff. But you know what? Right now, nobody's Team Will in town.
No.
So that's a little tough on in and of itself. He might could make movies...
Well, he has a bunch of kids. He has a big family. Right.
There you go.
Every once in a while, it happens to an actor that you get knocked down a peg.
Yeah.
No, but sometimes when you hear a person talk, I mean, he's got some real positivity to him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's some people can say there's a bit of arrogance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And...
Well, he showed it. He showed it last time.
Well, just got knocked down a peg.
Yeah, he did.
And it's so sad because he's a brilliant actor. And he's a great rapper. I've always loved some Will Smith.
Well, we'll see if he can rebound.
Not right now.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey says he thinks he's done acting.
I think I heard this. Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah.
Now over the weekend. Yeah.
Is that after he was also outspoken?
Well, yeah, because he was outspoken last week about the whole, thing.
Yeah.
The slap.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden he's like, well, I think I'm done acting. Like crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, is anybody going to miss him?
he hasn't really done much in a while.
Well, he is. He's in Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the first one. And so, I get it. But I mean, things that he's been leading in have not been huge hits for a long, long time.
For quite a while, yeah.
And the same thing with Will Smith.
True.
I mean, Will Smith has not been a box office draw anymore. There's a lifespan. I think there's a lifespan. If you're not Hugh Grant, I think your lifespan is pretty short. Now, Hugh Grant's going to be Doctor Who or something like that. I don't know what the hell that's all about, but...
Yeah, but that's, I mean, because you and I had this discussion and you thought it was a good thing. I'm actually excited about it.
I don't think it's the real Doctor Who. I think it's some other project they're doing. I don't know what the deal is. I haven't read enough about it. But anyway, we're not talking about Hugh Grant. No.
I'll talk about Hugh Grant whenever we want to talk about Hugh Grant.
All right. Okay. Fine.
All right.
Talking about Jim Carrey.
Anyway, over the weekend, after speaking out against Will Smith's behavior last week, Jim says he thinks this is it.
This is it.
He'd rather paint.
You know, I've seen him. What did I see him on? Oh. The Jerry Seinfeld show that's on Netflix, I guess. Comedians drinking coffee, driving cars and drinking coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
He went and picked up Jim Carrey like on the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And they went through Jim's studio. Man, the guy paints like he's throwing paint against the wall.
He's a very, very. I mean, some people are creative and comedians are creative and actors.
Right.
He is one of those like creative.
Very creative. Yeah. So I can see where he'd want to keep painting. Yeah.
He reminds me of an obsessive creative.
Yeah, I guess I can. In a sense.
I mean, he rehearsed to.
He stays in character, all that. Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah. But he's done acting.
So Jim says he really likes his quiet life, and putting paint on canvas is, quote, "This is something you might not ever hear another celebrity say. As long as time exists, I have enough. I've done enough. I am enough.
Have enough. I've done enough. I am enough."
But he did say if the right script came his way, I would think with the right paycheck.
Never say
he
never.
Never say never. He might reconsider. But for the most part, who really retires?
Anymore?
Kiss doesn't record. They never retire.
Like their farewell tour. Yeah.
Yeah. How many farewell tours do they
bunch.
Do?
A bunch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he says about retiring, probably I'm being fairly serious. Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a bad week for people who like 90s movie stars, you know, between Bruce Willis and Jim Carrey and Will Smith. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the Razzies even took you back their Razzie Award.
Oh, I know, and they should. They should.
For Bruce Willis.
Because Bruce Willis is, unfortunately, yeah.
I guess this has been going on for a while,
yeah.
too. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to change the subject on you because I'm so excited that Halle Berry is going to be on Property Brothers this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Celebrity IOU, and she ugly cries. She ugly cries in the trailer. I can't wait.
I heard you lost your
man.
Crap.
I'm so excited. She's going to be on a whole episode of Property Brothers, Celebrity IOU. Anyway.
You're going to record it and watch it several times, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it'll be on forever. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.